Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, Apple unveiled it today, and by it, you probably already know what it is. The iPad 3 presented to feverish fans and perhaps less feverish analysts. One of those in attendance at today's event in San Francisco was Sasha Segan, lead analyst for PC Mag Mobile and a columnist for PCMag.com. Sasha joins me now. Thank you very much for coming on the program tonight.
Thanks for having me here. And first of all, to the great frustration of people trying to Google it, it's not the iPad 3. Apparently, it's just called the iPad.
I see. So this, are they saying this is the ultimate iPad?
They're saying it's the new iPad. It's the only iPad, although the iPad 2 is still going to be on sale, and it's going to cost $100 less than it does now.
Now, what is the scene at an event like this? Is this as excited as a tech crowd can get?
No, well, this particular announcement was to an audience entirely of journalists and analysts, and that's a pretty serious crowd. They don't get as rowdy as an audience of Apple fans would get, but there still was occasional applause, and people are generally pretty impressed by Apple announcements.
So how did that go? I'm guessing they initially unveiled an image of the model. What was your first impression?
Well, the funny thing about this new iPad is that the screen is so high resolution that you actually can't represent it in an image on another screen. The iPad screen is higher resolution than an HD TV. So the real punch came after the announcement when we went out and tried the iPads and saw that just incredible screen.
I see. You put it up against an iPad, too, and it was just a whole different world, huh?
There's a really dramatic difference. To me, the iPad 2 screen has always looked a little jaggy. You can definitely see the pixels, and diagonal lines are a little stair-stepped. This iPad 3, not iPad 3, see, I'm doing it too.
Uh-huh.
The new iPad, smooth as butter. It's a beautiful image.
I see. And in terms of the cosmetics of the case itself, is it dramatically different?
The body is almost exactly the same as the previous iPad. It's a little bit thicker because it has a much larger battery to support the new 4G wireless technology in there.
I see. So the battery, obviously you didn't have a chance to see how long it would last, but how long is it anticipated to be able to run?
Well, they're saying it'll have the same battery life as the previous iPad 2, so that's 10 hours on Wi-Fi, 9 hours on 4G. And that's impressive, though, when you consider that the high-res screen is taking up a lot more power, the faster processor is using more power, and the 4G is using more power. So we have the same battery life, but much more power-hungry components.
In terms of using it, does it really react in a way that's noticeably faster than the iPad 2?
It's noticeably faster in two ways. In your average app, that's not going to be faster. But internet access, anything involving loading web pages, is much faster on 4G than it is on the 3G iPads. And, of course, there's that screen. If you look at a web page, you can read the small print in a way that you might not have been able to on the older iPads.
I'm talking to Sasha Segan, lead analyst for PC Mag Mobile, columnist for PCMag.com. He was at today's event in San Francisco where the new iPad was unveiled. Now, Sasha, don't most people use their iPads on Wi-Fi? Is this 3G to 4G step up, is that really going to be considered significant by consumers?
You're right that about two-thirds of the iPads sold are the Wi-Fi model. The 3G to 4G step, it's nice. I mean, it is still going to affect some people. But in terms of Wi-Fi performance, you're going to see that as pretty much the same.
I know that remote desktop software will now make this new iPad more functional. Was this simply some kind of a software upgrade that was done to allow this capability?
They didn't show remote desktop software at the event. Instead, they focused mostly on Apple's iLife and iWork applications, a suite of apps to let you do office documents and also media work, like making movies, drawing pictures, or arranging your photos.
Was there anything about it that, just by the little time you had to spend with it, that you kind of felt was maybe lacking still?
The front camera definitely has an issue. The camera on the front is mostly for video chats and doesn't take very good pictures. And some of the apps took a while to load. I don't know if that was the early software, because obviously these were pre-production models. But when I clicked on some of the new apps designed to use on the high-res screen, they really took a significant number of seconds to load up. I'm hoping that software that they're smoothing out over the next week before it comes out.
Are there any kind of new apps that they're highlighting that are going to be especially interesting to consumers?
Absolutely. There's the new iPhoto for iPad, which lets you arrange your photos, lets you very easily edit and fix various problems with your photos, create essentially custom web pages full of your photos to distribute to your friends on social networks. That was a really compelling app. There are some new modes in iMovie and GarageBand that let people make movies and music more easily, and more kinds of movies and music. And they were showing off some great new games that take advantage of the high-res screen that just look beautiful. And, of course, a lot of people use iPads for gaming.
Well, it sounds like the high-resolution screen is going to be hard to resist. Is this maybe the most noticeable change that that will draw consumers away from their iPad 2s?
Oh, absolutely. All of the other changes really pale in comparison to the new screen. And if people buy this new iPad, it'll probably be because they fall in love with the new screen.
What is the price point for this new model?
This costs exactly the same as the iPad 2 did up until today. So we have Wi-Fi models at $499, $599, $699, and then 4G models at $629, $729, $829. Now, the iPad 2 stays on the market, and that drops by $100.
When are they expected to become available for purchase?
The new iPads are going to be on sale on March 16th.
I see. So we can expect these massive lines of crazed fans hoping to get their hands on them?
I've never really understood the whole line thing when you can order them online, as in on the internet, from the privacy and safety of your own home. And I'm really hoping that's what most people will be doing.
I mean, should people expect, though, for there to be a waiting list fairly quickly?
There's going to be pre-orders starting very soon, if not today, within the next couple of days. And if you want one of the first batch, you should go on Apple.com and pre-order. There probably will be a waiting list. There probably will be, you know, a couple of hitches in the system. But everybody will get the iPads they want within the first couple of weeks.
Does the first batch sometimes have certain glitches that might be worth avoiding?
Well, you don't usually see hardware glitches with iPads. What you do sometimes see is software glitches requiring a software update. But in that case, I still wouldn't have a problem buying it because, after all, the software update is just a software update. It'll be delivered to you and it'll be fixed.
You yourself, do you have an iPad 2 now?
I actually don't own a tablet personally because I have so many tablets at work. I'm constantly using even two or three different tablets.
No kidding. Now, in terms of the rest of the market, is this the best tablet that you've seen, hands down?
Well, of course, we have to test it in PC Mag Labs to tell whether we can really put our editor's choice mark on this tablet. Who knows? There might be some hideous, unforeseen bug. So we don't like to make recommendations until we've tested it. But I'll tell you that the iPad 2 has been our editor's choice and has been our tablet pick as long as it's been out.
One last thing, this screen that you're talking about, it sounds incredible. Are there any other models out there that use the same type of screen?
No one else is quite getting up to the new iPad standards. There are some Android tablets coming out later this year, most notably the Asus Transformer Prime Infinity, that get close, but they're still a little bit lower resolution than the new iPad screen.
I see. Well, it sounds like this will be the item to get. Sasha Segan, lead analyst with PC Mag Mobile and a columnist for PCMag.com. I'm guessing that folks can find your column on this new iPad today on the website?
You can find my hands-on with the new iPad and our live blog of the entire announcement on PCMag.com.
Excellent. Sasha, thank you very much for joining us and giving us this update tonight.
Thanks for having me on.
And we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.